Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a brand new day. It's the last Thursday in the month of January 2026. The Lord is good and kind to us and unto the King, immortal, invisible. We want to say thank you, Lord. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we're looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Understanding Satanic Traps, Part 3. It's the 29th day in the month of January 2026, and we are looking at a topic that says Understanding Satanic Traps, Part 3. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 6, Conquerors and Overcomers, Now Are We. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus 5 to chapter 7. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew 18:18, which says, Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew 17 from verse 14 to 21. Matthew 17 from verse 14 to 21. From verse 14 it reads, When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving, perverse generation, Jesus replied, How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, Why couldn't we drive out the demon? He replied, Because ye have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, our topic is Understanding Satanic Traps, Part 3. Our manual today reads, As I continue my discussion on satanic bondage today, I will tell you how to deal with willing captives and prevent them from harming you. Mark 16 from verse 17 to 18 tells us that if a true child of God prays for the deliverance of a slave or the devil, such a slave will be delivered unless the slave refuses God's deliverance, as we saw in the cases of the witches I mentioned yesterday. For willing slaves who do not want to be delivered or have been forcefully delivered but repossessed, one way to compel them to seek deliverance is by putting them in a bondage of your own as long as they remain in the service of the devil. I will share an instance of this with you. Some years ago, a man came to me claiming that his wife was a witch. The wife denied it and said it was his mother who was a witch. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that there was a snake inside her. So I said, There is no need to quarrel. I will pray. And if you are a witch, whatever demon is inside you will be bound. If you are not a witch, nothing will happen. She asked me to say the prayer as she thought nothing would happen. I did and left. A week later, they came to me. Her stomach had become swollen. because the snake inside her had been bound, so it could not go out to defecate. The snake started defecating inside her and caused her stomach to start swelling. This time she was more than ready to be delivered. I must warn, however, that if you want to bind someone who is a willing slave of the devil, you must ensure that you are strong enough spiritually to bind the spirit in them. In today's memory verse, Jesus said that there are some levels of spiritual authority that you need fasting and prayers to operate in. You must fortify yourself spiritually through the spiritual exercise of fasting and prayer to be able to handle some demons. Also, you must ensure that you are not living in disobedience to God's word. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 6 says that except your obedience is complete, you cannot condemn any disobedience. Beloved, ensure that you submit completely to Jesus Christ and be committed to your spiritual growth. This is the only way to fully exercise authority you have in Christ. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, at this moment I bind every demon operating in any willing victim of the devil around me in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If this segment of our show has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to someone today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website in www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour, UCL Our Past and Current Open Heaven Devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.